Big Daddy Graham's Countdown is brought to you by Hank's Gourmet Beverages. Visit hanksbeverages.net.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another chapter of Big Daddy's Countdown, where you and I continue our search for the 100 greatest albums ever made. Coming in at number 65, Chicago Transit Authority, which was what they were called for their first album. You want to know why they had to change their name to Chicago for album number two? Because the real Chicago Transit Authority said, you can't use our name, which is why we never ended up with a band in Philly, say, called Septa. So they had to change it to just Chicago. Chicago's original name was The Big Thing. Wouldn't that have worked? The Beatles worked. But think about how stupid the Beatles is. The Beatles, the Grasshoppers. As far as I'm concerned, this is the real Chicago. The original members, wow, fantastic. They had three lead singers, Terry Kath, Peter Cetera, James Panko. I saw them live when they just formed, and they were amazing. Saw them at the original Electric Factory, the Quaker City Rock Festival, Spectrum many times. I just love this band they were. Think about this. You got a seven-man band that's got two horns in it, three lead singers, everybody up there playing an instrument. Peter Cetera on bass, what an underrated bass player. Danny Seraphine on drums, loved him as well. You know when a song called for no horn chart at all, the horn players would then play percussion, which I always found interesting. The album's in the Grammy Hall of Fame. 76 minutes of phenomenal, phenomenal music. Check out these songs, which so many of them have become classics. Does anybody really know what time it is? Four? Three? You don't have a time on there?
3:37.
Why ask? Does anybody really know what time it is? It's 3:37. Beginnings, questions 67 and 68. Listen, poem 58. Then you get into stuff like Free Form Guitar, which is like 8 minutes of Terry Kath and only Terry Kath, no other band members, playing this stupid noise thing. And what do you know it? Jimi Hendrix loved it. And Jimi Hendrix named Terry Kath as one of his favorite guitar players ever, which really gave the band some great street cred. Coming in at number 65, Chicago Transit Authority. I want to thank everybody at Last Out Media. If you want to check these tunes out, go to Spotify by Big Daddy's Top 100 Albums Playlist. See you later.